Brilliance Audio presents
Mosaic by John R. Maxim. For Christine, for all that you are to me. 1. Grayson knew that going back to the same place was foolish. It broke a cardinal rule of survival. Avoid routines. Never follow a pattern. Assume that they're watching you, charting your movements, looking for their best chance to take you. Major Grayson more than knew that. He'd taught it. But he needed to see that young woman again. She had seemed to be either the twin or the ghost of the woman he had probably murdered. It had been 3 months since he'd last left the confines of a small Air Force base outside Washington. He'd been assigned quarters in a corner of the base that was sealed off by a series of checkpoints. He'd been given a small office that no one else used and whatever equipment he requested. His superiors called it a cooling-off period, a time for his mind and body to heal. He would be out of the reach of those civilian authorities who would probably indict him if they knew how to find him, and safe from those who wanted to kill him. He'd been given light duty writing manuals, planning courses, but all human contact had been minimal. Not that he'd sought it. He kept to himself. His only visitors had been his debriefers. The debriefers, however, could hardly be called company, because Grayson was never told any of their names. Debriefers were almost always anonymous. If one didn't know them, one couldn't name them if caught. They were, for the most part, doer and secretive men of the will-ask-the-questions variety. The one exception was a Pentagon psychiatrist who at least seemed to see him as a human being and not as some sort of experiment gone wrong. But even the psychiatrist kept a distance between them. Grayson wasn't to know his name either. He was certainly safe, but grew increasingly restless until he could stand the isolation no longer. Grayson needed to get out, at least for a while, and be among people who knew nothing about him. So just after sunrise...